Thank you and good morning. The final election results came in at just past 11 o'clock on Tuesday night, and there were some close races, particularly for the three seats on the ballot for the McKinleyville Service District. George Wheeler, David Couch, and Dennis Mayo were the top three vote-getters and will serve on the board. In Manila, three people were elected to serve on the Community Services District Board: John Woolley, Dendra Dengler, and Selena Kale. Thomas Ross earned 42% of the vote and won a seat on the College of the Redwoods Board of Trustees for Area 2. And in the Eureka School Board race for Trustee Area 1, Lisa Olivier squeaked by John Fullerton by 80 votes. In Arcata, Linda Sundberg and Dennis Lidstrom won seats on the Arcata Fire Protection District Board. Eureka's new police chief, Andrew Mills, joins the police department with decades of experience in San Diego. He plans on using that experience and applying it to the North Coast. On Monday, Mills appeared on Talk Shop and described how intelligent police work is the key to removing violent criminals from the streets.
I think through intelligence-led policing, where you're collecting information to figure out who are the shot callers and shooters, you want to get the most violent off the street as quickly as possible.
Mills reiterated his desire to crack down on those violent offenders.
The one thing I can't tolerate as chief of police is people to be violent in this community. And so those are the folks that will be our focus. And especially as we deal with the AB 109 people, the people that let out of prison through the realignment, those are the ones who are violent offenders are going to have to get a lot of focus from the police and the community.
According to Mills, keeping neighborhoods safe is a team effort between law enforcement and the community. County Supervisor Estelle Fennell was released from the hospital on Tuesday as she continues to recover from a case of severe food poisoning linked to an occurrence of E. coli in Humboldt County. Fennell was one of five people affected by the E. coli strain, and according to public health, it's not considered an outbreak as the common source of infection is undetermined. Fennell said in a statement, and I quote, "I want to again convey my deepest thanks for all of the support, prayers, and well wishes, and I will be back to work soon," end quote. The Eureka Police Department implemented an award program in January of this year, the Challenge Coin Award, also known as the Valor Service Award, to honor residents of Eureka who give back to their community in extraordinary ways. At Tuesday night's Eureka Council meeting, Eureka Police honored Heidi Benzinelli for her work as a member of the Westside Community Improvement Association and the rejuvenation of the Jefferson School Building. Benzinelli was also recognized for her work with County Health and Human Services and the CalFresh program to bring a certified community kitchen program to the Jefferson site and the building of a new playground as well. Benzinelli was presented with a proclamation highlighting her efforts along with a coin in recognition of her community service. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. The Decade of Difference is unleashing the potential of Humboldt County's students, our rising stars. The Rising Stars Foundation funds the County Spelling Bee, Science Fair, Industrial Technology Fair, Stellar Student Awards, and more. Help every student in this county reach for the stars. Donate to the Rising Stars Foundation. Call 707-445-7018 or visit humboldtrisingstars.org. Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Congressman Jared Huffman will make a visit to the North Coast on Friday, and he'll bring with him Secretary of the Interior Sally Jewell. Huffman and Jewell will tour the Point Arena-Stornetta public lands and meet with local stakeholders and members of the public. In July, the House of Representatives passed a bill authored by Huffman that will add more than 1,200 acres to the California Coastal National Monument by including the Point Arena-Stornetta lands. A companion bill has been introduced into the Senate as well. And Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a structure fire in the 2200 block of Myrtle Avenue in Eureka on Tuesday morning. Fire crews arrived on scene and saw smoke coming from a single-story wood-framed building. Crews entered the structure, quickly extinguished the fire, and removed burned debris. An investigation revealed the cause of the fire to be a faulty chest freezer. The damage is estimated at approximately $10,000. And the California Highway Patrol is recruiting for a new public safety dispatcher in Humboldt County and will host a seminar to provide more information for potential candidates. That recruitment seminar occurs on Friday, November 8th at the Fire Training Center in Eureka. For more information, contact the CHP. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.